Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Dakota, 508. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The latest Gen Z trend for commuters is called barebacking.
And you guys, I read something about it today,
so
I guess.
You might remember the raw dogging that they were doing where they take long flights and they don't like watch movies or anything like that. It's the same thing. It's just like on trains and buses, they're just staring at other passengers.
Well, don't stare at other people, but
it's stupid to me.
I don't see how it's a trend. Like, sometimes you just don't have anything with you.
You just want to unplug.
Sure.
But are you staring at other people? I mean, if it's literally to go out there and stare at other people, it's one thing. But if you're unplugged, I go, like, all right.
I understand.
Right.
You're just getting your peace. Like, you don't need to give it something like this yoga thing, man. They're calling it just like quiet time.
Right. No,
there's a reason people are going to go to yoga. Right? Right. Some people just like, look, when I get to work, I'm going to be packed with crap.
Sure.
I just want to enjoy this drive-in, relax.
There's a lot
if I'm not doing anything.
There's a lot of drives that I take where I don't have the radio going, I don't have my music going, I just like the quiet hum of the road.
I don't need to write a book, I don't need to check all these boxes, listen to podcasts, can I just sit here for a half an hour?
Well, it's a challenge. No, shut up. It's just dumb. New LED lights have been developed that may make humans seem invisible to sharks while in the water.
Yeah, but they smell you.
Right. They have different methods of protecting your ass.
It's like being invisible to a dog. Like, it smells you.
Yeah.
Unless they mean nose blind.
Right,
which case,
but I mean,
go, okay.
A light wouldn't do it.
I could walk through downtown sometimes and smell a grill. I don't know where it is.
Somewhere around here.
You know what I mean?
Someone's making ribs.
But unlike a shark, you don't like stop and start circling the blocks. Go.
Maybe I do.
But
maybe
you don't
you
know
do.
That.
That's a good point. I don't know what Ted does.
Yeah, I hate that too, man.
You haven't been out with Ted on a Saturday night in a while. Like, wait a minute, where's that coming from?
I've seen him walk by like three times.
I get up, man, I walk to the gym in the morning and I'm like, that is bacon. I know that's bacon. Mm-hmm. I know PCC does not make bacon. Where's the smell? I'm like, oh, Dreamland serving breakfast now.
Oh, there you go.
That's why the whole neighborhood smells like bacon.
I've said before, my neighbor's a little bit older. They have coffee and bacon every morning. And it's just like...
That smells good.
Yeah. Have some of that down.
To
please.
Be old. Have time.
Send over a couple pieces, will you?
Research shows that we notice more good karma in our own lives, but more bad karma in the lives of others.
Of course.
So the bad things that happen to us, we're more easy to write that off as just, this is a challenge that I'm facing, this is bad luck, whatever it is.
Because I don't think we take it as karma, we take it as just more crap.
Exactly, whereas if something bad happens and somebody else is like,
it's because you did this.
Because you're a POS.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You hold all this crap against people for no reason. Well, you deserve this. Bad things happen to me. It's just because, it's happened.
Cause, yeah, right. Because things happen. And vice versa.
I think really you only think about bad karma happening with bad people. True. So you might get on a bad streak.
Sure.
But typically that means that this is not a good person. Therefore, bad things should happen to them. You justify it that way.
Sure.
If that happened to a good person, someone you love, someone you care about.
It's never karma.
Like,
it's
man,
luck. Bad luck.
They had a bad day, bro.
Like they, exactly.
They went through some stuff.
You're right. They're a bad person. They deserved it.
Right. They earned that. You know.
Also, I sometimes wonder if that's one of those things people just say to cope.
Sure.
Well, yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Plenty of a-holes that are doing great in life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. That don't give an F.
That, right. Do not care. screw you over. Like, all right.
Exactly. And you know, there's probably some truth to that there, Ted. Like, yeah. Now I feel better about myself that, okay, something bad happened
to you. Something bad's going to happen to him. Like, maybe, right. Maybe not.
You just hope against hope that somewhere down the road he loses his toe or something like that.
His toe, guys.
Wow.
His toe. All right.
Oh, specific. Yeah. Oh, man, his ankle's missing.
Does he?
Colt back. Thanks to our love of baby-like faces, dogs and cats have evolved to have near identical skulls.
Hmm.
So that, to me, is not evolution. We've merely bred them to look alike.
We're breeding them.
Right.
You breed things to what you want. It's exactly what it's eugenics.
Right. And then all of a sudden, what people want, they're going to make more of that.
Let's make the ugliest critter we can and then put it up for adoption. It's not the way business is going to work.
No.
You say eugenics?
Yeah.
It just makes me think of Frank Thomas.
I know.
And Doug
immediately,
Flutie.
That's from my mind.
Not Doug Flutie?
I said and Doug Flutie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just always on. You guys use that? No.
Do you always have this conversation this loud about that?
Yeah, we're at the driving range, but my penis works again.
And let me wink at you.
Oh, no.
The wink makes it worse.
Big hurt's back.
Right, I was going to say, my wife calls me the big hurt again. I don't know if it's because it airs during sports or old man shows. I can't hear the word eugenics and not think about those two talking to some random dude.
Hey, man. I'm plowing it now.
Also, I feel like that is just a gutsy thing to just go up to a celebrity who's like in his 40s or 50s, was an athlete, like, what are you taking? I know you fell off.
Oh, damn. Eugenics.
God.
Lord knows you're hurting.
Scientists have claimed to have engineered a new leather made from T-Rex DNA.
That's kind of crazy.
Is it cheap? Women will wear it.
All
right. What do we do with this leather? So you can do leather, but you can't get a T-Rex.
Make handbags.
Or did they make it?
Do you want a damn T-Rex stomping around out here?
Yes.
Did you not see Jurassic Park 2?
We have lions. We have hippos. We have alligators. We have people. There's a million freaking things. A T-Rex at least would be cool.
Exactly, and you're not killing it. It's already dead. You know what I mean? Everything else. Sure. They're saying it's a very... It's more durable than leather.
Yeah.
It is synthetic.
How does it taste?
It looks amazing.
Right.
And you're not killing animals to get it.
Exactly.
So it makes a lot of sense from that practical standpoint.
I agree. And it's cool.
T-Rex leather.
T-Rex leather.
Dude, if I had T-Rex,
T-Rex
seeds in my car, I'd be like, dude. Anytime you see
how much extra did you pay?
Go ahead, guess.
Like the first wave is the only time that's gonna be cool. Like, dude, I got T-Rex leather
sheets. Yeah.
But like 30 years down the line, like, oh my god, is that T-Rex leather?
I know. Look, man, I got it in the 2020s.
You don't have Brachiosaurus. It's all the rage now.
Police in Canada arrested a man that was drunk in public, but found something troubling when they brought him back to their car.
What was the troubling thing?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast an unnamed 29-year-old man from Zamboanga, Sibigay, Philippines. I actually practiced that earlier, and I bet you I still said it wrong.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyway, our honoree, he was visiting the Cambug Mangrove Park and Wetland Zoo with a couple of friends when he decided that he wanted a selfie with a sculpture of a crocodile. Now, of course, the sculpture wasn't readily available to the public, so our honoree, he climbed a chain-link fence, wandered through a shallow pool of water before taking out a cell phone and posing with a big old smile. And in that moment, he found out that the 15-foot crocodile sculpture was actually a 15-foot crocodile.
Oh,
it was not a sculpture at all. And he found out that because of the crocodile locked its jaws around his arm, dragged him into the water, got him into a death roll. Now, witnesses said every so often, the croc would sit still for a minute, but it never let go of the very stupid honoree. Then it'll go back into the death roll.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah, I haven't. But look, all in all, he was trapped in the cage with a 15-foot crocodile in its jaws for 30 minutes.
Damn.
Finally, someone who worked at the zoo, you know what they did to get the crocodile off of him? Bashed it over the head with a piece of concrete. Did not kill it, but it managed to let this guy go. Believe it or not, he survived and he was taken to the hospital.
Wow.
You saw a video of it.
I did. There's video of it, and you cannot believe, like, it really.
Did it look
the crocodile like, really does hold him down for 45 minutes, 45 seconds, 60 seconds.
Yes.
Then moves. Then holds him again. So the guy is, like, you can see he's upright, or he's sitting, or he's laying down.
But he's just trapped.
He's just, whatever the crocodile wants to do with that arm, he's got it, but he's not. He's staying calm. It's amazing, but it's still like, dude, what are you doing? I didn't see the first part of the video.
He
I only
thought
saw
it
him.
Was a sculpture, so he jumped in to get the picture.
I saw after that.
Yeah. So yes. Apparently the thing was sitting perfectly still, and then when he got in there, well, crocodile did. Crocodiles do.
Yes.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.